You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal. ¿Quieres aprender más de tus derechos? Llama al Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia al 518-303-38.
Tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
I lift my hands in. reign on the throne. Jesus. Is that you, beloved? Ah, hallelujah. I really, really love the Lord. Yes, I really do. I ain't too proud. I ain't too proud to say I can't make it without you, Lord. I tried it. And it's better on the Lord's side. Let me tell you, life is better on the Lord's side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here with me on WGXC, WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online, however you find us. We're glad that you're here. I hope that you're doing well. Pray that it gets better if it's not doing well. And yeah. To let him know, Lord, I can't do this without you. Forgive me for trying. Hallelujah. Forgive me for trying. Can I just bear witness and testify for a moment? You know, I started smoking cigarettes at the age of 9. I know I got some sisters and brothers out there in that realm. And you know, and then, you know, pot and alcohol and, you know, in middle school, all those kind of things, right? And when I was about 25 and getting my head together, you know, I was going to church, and I was in a good church, a church that had freedom. Amen. And I was getting the word of God. And I knew, I came into the knowledge that my body was the temple for the Holy Spirit. And so as the temple of the Holy Spirit, it needed to be cleaned out from these things that I was putting in it. And so I was trying, beloved. Hallelujah. I was trying. And, you know, and then I went to a revival service. That's when, you know, someone comes in from outside of the church family proper, and they come by anointing of God. And that's their assignment, to come and revive the spirit of the people in the church, and revive, you know, the commitment and the dedication to serving God, right? And so I was at this revival service, and hallelujah, the preacher said, oh, you know, we prayed for addictions, you know, the night before, whatever. And tonight we're praying for, I think it was, you know, some kind of organ disease. And I was like, well, Lord, you know, I'm not getting on that line. I don't have no organ disease. And you know, you did addictions yesterday, but if you could do it then, you can do it now. I tried. And do you know, he took that thing off of me, years of addictions to multiple substances and alcohol. Hallelujah. But he delivered me from that thing that very same day. Come on here, somebody. And I know that there are people who have those testimonies. I know there are people who have gone through the programs and the steps and found deliverance. He can do it. And when we can't do it, then we know we need help when we need him. I'm telling you, I'm here to be a witness. And I'm telling you, there's a bright side, amen, to whatever you've been through in life. There is a bright side. God will use it. That is to test you. He'll use it to make it a testimony. Those things that used to make you moan and make you groan, they'll be your testimony, how you got overcoming. Here's somebody, Overcomers Ministries. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're here, beloved. Amen. And so it's good to be here. It's good to be back with you all. And I just pray that you know, you got your testimony. Hey, don't keep it to yourself. Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. Our sister friend Anita Wilson said, I can't make it without you. I'm not too sure. I'd be a mess without you. Amen. Somebody out there can bear witness that what we're saying is true. Beloved, it's October. It's the first Sunday of October. Can you believe we're in the 10th month of 2025? 2025 is winding up, and Lord have mercy, the things that have happened in the United States of America in 9 months. Oh my God. Don't look like what it used to look like, right? We used to complain about $6 eggs. Now we're complaining about a whole lot of things. Some folks trying to explain it so we don't complain it. But praise be to God, I'm here to tell you, God is still here and in the midst of it all. And he is good and faithful and true to his word and his promise. But we don't know what the promise is, then we don't even know what to pray. Just say, Lord, help me. How about that? How about that? Oh, beloved, I am a perpetual optimist because I've met the one who makes the way. And he makes a way every day, every day. Can you say amen? We come with the music and the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. And we got more like that coming right now. Take Care of It All. This is our playlist for this morning by
Oh, I'm Kayla Harvey. Oh gosh, I don't know if I got that one. Okay, I got to look back for that one. I had to put that on the side somewhere. Now I got to find out how to pull it out. But hopefully I'll get that one in. I Believe You, Megan Woods. Your Love Wins, Marvin Sapp. Love That Heals, Faithful Neils. And I got to do some more research on Faithful Neils. I don't know if that's an AI thing or not, but I love the song. I love the music. All right. And Trust in God, The Winans, going way, way back to that one. For God So Loved the World. Amen. The Gospel Music Workshop of America Mass Choir. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I'm going to go and take a look for Sister Kayla Harvey. I'm loving her music, but it ain't easy to find. It's not easy to get to, praise God. But we've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, for real, for real. And we're going to be coming up with our lineup. As I said, it is I Believe You, Megan Wood. Hallelujah, Marvin Sapp, Your Love Wins, Love that Heals, Faithful Kneels, Trust in God, The Winans, For God So Loved the World. I even got some Lamar Campbell in here, too. It's All About the Love. Yeah, so we may put him in. Oh, no, he's going to come in last. All right, I'm getting it together. I'm just so happy to be alive in Christ today. I tell you what, here we go. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you, God. Yes, beloved. That's what he said. You can believe him.
I said that I'm okay, 'cause right now I'm lost and lost count of the broken prayers I've prayed. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say the future, 'cause I know your plans are good for me. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say
Oh, When the night feels colder than the day, and the weight of sorrow won't fade away, I hear you whisper, soft and clear, you're not a
Yes, beloved, we talking about that love that heals. Hallelujah. If you're hurt, you need some healing. Amen. You're not going to find it in a bottle. You might find some numbing. You might find some temporary relief. You're not going to find it in a needle or in a pill or in something that's powdery that goes in your nostrils. All them things that you put in, hallelujah, to try and deal with the pain. But there's a love that heals. There's a love that heals. It heals the hurt. It heals the sin sick soul. It heals, beloved. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. I'm telling you, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't so. That's the love that heals. Now, I don't know if that's AI or not. I'm going to try and find that out. But that was a beautiful song. Are you right? Listen, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial in Hudson and Catskill and Ulster and Albany and Rensselaer and WGXC.org online. And also, we're WGXC ACRA. WGXC, hallelujah. And you're here with me where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Right now, it's right here with me on WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we come with the music for for the heart, the mind, the soul, and our spiritual social commentary to get you going on your way. So praise the Lord, beloved. We got more music coming up right now. Trust in God. Oh, I love this song. And the Winans is a music gospel dynasty. Mom and Pop Winans and the sons and the daughters and the grands and all the family. They got that music in their soul and they share it with us and they are bold. I trust in God. How about you? If you do, say, yes, Lord.
He knows the reasons why. Nights we must sit and cry. So we must put our trust in God. Ooh.
Even though sometimes the load may make you feel your life is almost gone.
Just look up, tomorrow's sun will let you know your life's not done. Just look around, love's pouring down. Trust in God, He understands everything. Shows how much He cares by sharing the load we bear. So we must put our trust in God.
Even when we don't understand, and it seems our world just falls apart,
just look up.
Tomorrow's sun.
We've got But God in His compassion said, I'll pay redemption's price. So He took on the form of man and became the perfect sacrifice.
Death is not a period, it's a comma. Do you know that? Some people, you know, some belief systems say not so. They say it's a period. But there are those who have experienced that death thing and come back to tell us, not so. There's a comma there. There is a continuation, a continuum. And are you ready when Jesus come or call for you? Are you ready? Well, we want to be ready, not be getting ready. Amen. Amen. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That takes care of one part of it. They say, well, you know, I didn't grow up in a Christian nation. We practice Hinduism and Buddhism and da-da-da-da-da. And does that mean, you know, and well, Jesus said, I have sheep that are not of this fold. You know, He got us covered. Amen. Hallelujah. But those of us who know Him, we got to let Him know. Praise be to God. Real, real, real. Not just deep down in my soul, but He real. Hallelujah, the real, real. Amen. Ah, bless His name. Well, beloved, listen, I want to share. I thought I was going to share a spiritual social commentary. In a way, I am going to do that. But I'm also going to take a little time to pray. Just, you know, concerned, very concerned this past week. There was a meeting, the president, current president, and his secretary of defense or whatever his title is, you know, they met with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of military leaders, generals. And then one video I saw, it was, I can't remember the gentleman's name and what his title is, but he was saying how, you know, they came expecting they were going to get cheers and get applause, and every general sat and listened with stone face and silence, right? Saying that, you know, they know that some of these things are not right, some of these things are illegal that are coming down from the power that be on 600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., right? We have seen where there are troops that are being deployed into predominantly blue, well, not predominantly, into blue cities with black mayors and also large black and brown communities and poor people. These are where they're going, even though we know that in these cities you don't have access legally to guns. Hallelujah. We know that mass shootings are happening in red states. We know that poverty is highest in red states. We know that. But these things are happening. And there's so many things that are being said to open up our understanding, our minds. And there are some people who are really hunkering down, you know, doubling down on that this is the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, God has used bad leaders. God has used tyrannical leaders in the past to chastise people, to chastise the world. Amen. When we've gotten so far off track. So I'm not even going to get into whether this is God's man or God's plan. I just know historically what God has done and what prophetically God is going to do. Hallelujah. But for those of you who are questioning, wondering, and in depression or despair or discouraged, I just want you to know that there's some hope. There's hope because God knows, and he is ultimate. He's got a plan and he's in control. We need to get in line with his plan. If I'm right about it, say amen. There's safety there. There's help there. There's help there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We get our marching orders there and then we can go forth. So, you know, the things that we're hearing, the things that we're seeing, they line up with what's called fascism. And some people, you know, it's a word that we hear and, oh, that's fake news. And, oh, no, we've just got a strong leader, right? But the term fascism has become shorthand for authoritarian and undemocratic government. It is a distinct philosophy with specific historical roots, all right? And understanding it is key to combating it. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And I was wondering, and I, you know, I went online, I was wondering, just thinking about Hitler for some reason, he came into my thoughts. And I said, well, you know, how long was Hitler in office before World War II began, right? I couldn't really get the answer to that. I found out that he was in office for 12 years. All of the millions of people's lives, he devastated the countries that he destroyed and had to be rebuilt with American help and American dollars, mind you. You know, when I started reading the article that was there, I saw so many parallelisms. I was like, oh, my God, you know. So, amen, beloved. This earlier this week, I was praying with my home church on their prayer line. And I'm going to share this prayer. I'm going to share this prayer. I feel led that we need to pray. Pray for our government leaders. Pray for our military leaders. Pray for our church leaders. Pray for our household leaders. We need to pray. We need to let God know. We need divine aid and intervention. We need divine understanding. And we need divine guidance. We need God's help. We need your help, God. Hallelujah. I would that when they have this No King's Day, October 18th, that all of those thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all across the nation that we'd be assembling, I pray that they would take that time and pray. pray. Hallelujah, and pray. I know there are people who have been put in place in government and leadership, and they need our help and they need our prayers. There's so much coming at us, and it can be discouraging. It can be distracting. It can be destructive. Amen. So, hallelujah. To sort through all of those weeds, we need divine help, divine aid. So, amen. I say, Father, we come before you in the mighty name of your Son, only begotten Son, Jesus. We acknowledge that you are God and God alone. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the one who rules over the nations. Your word declares the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, in Psalm 24:1. Lord, we decree and declare that America belongs to you. Our churches, our government, our families, and our future we place in your hands. We lift up praise to you, for you are sovereign over every political, economic, and social change that has shaken this land since January of 2025. We thank you, God, for your word. You declare to us, the Lord is my life in my salvation, whom shall I fear? Oh God, the words of your psalmist, the word of your servant King David, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. We come boldly because we trust you and we know you are faithful. We repent. We are heartily sorry for our misdeeds and our misdoings, Lord. We come to you. We pray for our spiritual ministry leaders, God, that you have appointed. We pray for pastors and bishops and elders and deacons and ministers, evangelists and missionaries. Every leader who bears the responsibility of guiding your people in truth, Lord. Jesus, you said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, in Matthew 16:18. So, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen our spiritual leaders so that they will not grow weary or compromise under pressure. In the name of Jesus, remind them, hallelujah, to preach the word of God and to be in season and out of season, reproving, rebuking, exhorting, hallelujah, with all long suffering and doctrine, Lord. We pray for our ministry leaders. We're to be watchmen on the wall, discerning the times and teaching believers how to live upright in your presence, how to live upright in a changing society. Pray that you would strengthen their households, our households, guide our integrity, and let the joy of the Lord be our strength, according to Nehemiah 8:10. God, we pray for government leaders, Lord. Your word commands us to pray for those in authority, Lord, in 1 Timothy 2:1-2. And we pray for our leaders in government in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring the president, the vice president, the Congress, the governors, the mayors, the judges, and every elected official to your throne in the name of Jesus. As America faces political upheaval and economic challenges, we ask that you turn their hearts, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you would turn their hearts, God, in Jesus' name. Give them courage to make righteous decisions, even if unpopular, God, even at the threat of retaliation, being sued, Lord, being removed, God. We pray for them strength, God, and courage in Jesus' name. We pray against division and corruption and greed in this land, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word says righteousness exalts a nation. Hallelujah. We pray that once again, God, righteousness will exalt this nation. You said, Lord, sin is a reproach to any people, God. Hallelujah, Lord. So we pray for our ministry and government leaders, our military leaders too. We pray for every man and woman in uniform, especially for those who lead, hallelujah, in our military, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would bless them with your strength and teach them, Lord, how to fight, Lord, how to war, according to Psalm 144:1. Guide our generals and admirals and commanders and officers who carry the heavy responsibility of defending this land and those who inhabit it, Lord. Let them be men and women of integrity and courage and wisdom. Let them protect their minds from rash decisions and hearts that are hard. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, as they navigate global tensions and domestic pressures, let them seek wisdom from above, which is first pure and peaceable and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit from your word in James 3:17. We pray, God, we declare Psalm 91 over our military, that you give your angels charge over them to keep them. Hallelujah. May every soldier and sailor and airman and marine and guardian be shielded by your hand, God. Hallelujah. Let not the adversary deter them, destroy them, divide them, God. Oh, Lord, we pray for the heads of households, God. We pray for those who are leading families, Lord. The strength of America is tied to the strength of our households, God. Lord, we lift up husbands and wives and single parents and grandparents and all who lead homes. We declare, God, except you build our house, we labor in vain that build it. In Psalm 127:1, we are praying, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen fathers to be godly men who love their wives as Christ loved the church, Lord. Let our mothers walk in virtue and wisdom like the Proverbs 31 woman. Help single parents to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, according to Ephesians 6:4, God. Hallelujah. You taught us in Matthew 7:24 that the wise man builds their house on the rock. May every household be built upon the foundation of your word, God, able to withstand the storms and the plagues that are upon us and those that are coming, the plagues and storms of economic hardship, political division, cultural confusion, spiritual sickness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for victory in this season of change, God. We pray for victory. Hallelujah, Lord. Since January 25, our nation has faced instability, political turmoil, economic uncertainty, social unrest. And Lord, I decree and declare today that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, according to your word in Romans 8:37. Lord, we give you thanks. We end this prayer. We thank you for hearing us. Thank you for leaders being covered and strengthened in godliness and righteousness. Thank you for households being rebuilt and fortified. Thank you that in Christ we already have victory. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the words of Jude 24:25. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to prevent us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to you, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. And I say it again. Amen. Let it be said. Let it be so. Do it. Hallelujah. Or it won't get done. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your help in our time of trouble. Amen. Listen, beloved, God so loved the world. He's for us. He's not against us. He's with us. He ain't go nowhere. We going through, he going through too, because it's all about his love. It's all about the love, beloved. It's all about the love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, beloved, it's almost time for me to get up out of here. Oh, my gosh. Time goes so fast. Well, I want to say happy birthday to all you October babies. Happy anniversary to all you October lovers. Hallelujah. Know that we at Overcoming Ministries, we are committed, as so many of us are across this nation and across the world, committed to praying, to seeking God's face, turning from our wicked ways and praying. Hallelujah. Forgiveness and healing. We pray for you if you're sick and shut in, if you're lost and lonely, if you're confused, depressed and stressed, if you are grieving and bereaved. We are praying for you. I pray that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, how crazy our government, our state of affairs may seem, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere and you will not quit in the dip, but you will hang on in there. In Jesus' name, because the sun is still here. He is the light of the world, and his light still shines. This is Pastor Kim. I am, yes, I am, unapologetically a perpetual optimist, because I know how good God is. And so, beloved, I'm going to leave you with this song and with this prayer. God is good. God is good. May your troubles and your bad days show you, prove to you, that God is good. Stay well, stay safe, till we meet or speak again. God bless you. Here we go. God is good.
May your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battle in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your